Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, welcome to Bass Fan Radio. This is John Storm, and with me today is Florida's Bobby Lane. How you doing, Bobby?
Pretty good, John. How you doing?
I'm not doing too bad. We've got some big news from you this week in a boat change, right?
Yeah, looking real forward to running my I-20 Skeeter this year. I've got a 250 Yamaha on it, and real excited about it. I picked it up this morning and dropped it off at the wrap company, so Friday or Saturday ought to be the first day that I get to get out and get to put some braking hours on it, but I'm looking real forward to getting to fish the Classic in that thing.
Can you give us some of the background on that? Obviously, you were an FLW Tour and Series Pro last year, and you went through the Opens, and we'll discuss that in a minute, but you're fishing your first Classic in a couple of weeks, as well as this Elite Series. Did that play a role in your choice of boat sponsor, or were you just out there shopping around?
No, John, it played a role. I've been with Ranger for several years, a great company to work with, and Skeeter and Yamaha announced that they were going to be premier title sponsors there of the Elite Series, and man, what a great opportunity for me to jump on board with a company that's going to be a huge sponsor of the Elites, and great incentive package that they came out with or offered me this year, and it was time for a change, and I really look forward to working with my new company.
Now, your brother Chris, who also fishes the Elite Series, runs a Ranger Evinrude. So who's going to get to the fish first, you or him?
Well, John, there's been a change in his plans, too. He switched to Triton, or Legend, Mercury this year in Motor Guide. So there's been a lot of changes in the Lane family this past couple months.
That's right. Okay, so, well, same question. Who's going to get there first?
I tell you, we'll have to flip a coin on that one. I think both of boats are going to be outstanding as far as performance, you know, on the water, speed-wise. I couldn't tell you. We haven't got a chance to run them, but as soon as we both get together and get the opportunity, we can call us back then. We'll let you know who's going to get there first.
All right, Bobby. Hey, I want to talk for a minute about performance. And you really were on two different sides of the fence last year. Your FLW Tour was sort of hit and miss. Your highlight was obviously your third at the Potomac. But other than that, you struggled a little bit and finished 99th in the points. On the other side of the coin, there was the Bassmaster Opens, which you rocked pretty hard. Overall, you fished five Opens in your career, and you've been top 10, I think, in four of them. Pretty amazing record. Any reason for that sort of discrepancy in performance there? Is it just the water bodies? Is it the field? Is it the style?
I think it has a lot to do with my style of fishing. And that's another reason I made the change to go to fish the Bassmaster Elites. I grew up in Florida, of course, and I fished several Strin events also and did real good on some of the lakes. I think I finished top 10 in the points every year in the Strin except one year, and I fished that 4 years. And it seems like when I get to a body of water that maybe is not such for deep water fishing and it has target fishing, and I'd like to target fish shallow water, and that's what I grew up doing, and it might just be something that's in my head, John, I don't know, but when I get to some of them other bodies of water that I feel comfortable in, my confidence level just gets skyrocketed, and I think I'm going to, you know, catch the biggest bass in the lake, and a lot of times it happens. I don't always catch the most, but I love catching them big ones, and some of the lakes that the FLW Tour went to last year, I think I just kind of lost my confidence, and before I ever got to the tournament, I think I was already putting myself out of it, and going into the Opens, I just, every time they'd announce what lake we were going to, I'd look at the month, and I would already be excited. I couldn't wait to get there, and you know, when we went to the Potomac for the FLW Tour, I just knew it was going to be a big grass thing, and I just said, man, finally I can get back to doing what I like to do, and that's why I made the decision to fish the Elites, and I just think I got a lot more confidence when I know I'm on a body of water that holds a lot of big fish, and it's going to take, you know, big weight to do good in a tournament.
Yeah, and you've got a heck of a run coming up in the Elite Series on those types of lakes. You got a couple Florida events. You've got Amistad. Oh, no, I'm sorry, you got Falcon. So you've got a lot of lakes where you're going to be able to power fish.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I've kind of put my spinning rods away. Of course, I'm going to use them in the Bassmaster Classic. Might have to use them there for a few techniques. But, you know, I'm looking to get back to fishing. I had a lot more fun fishing when I fished bodies of water that had a lot bigger and, you know, stronger fighting fish. And it was not a real problem to catch a 15 or 16-pound limit. And that's what I like to do, and the FLW Tour didn't quite offer that, so it wasn't that hard for me to make my decision. I hate to leave over there. They're great people and made some great relationships and still carry them relationships with me, but as far as my career, I didn't see it getting any better on their schedule, so I hope the best for the elites. If it doesn't go good this year and some of the lakes we're going to, I might go back to cutting grass.
Well, let's talk about what is coming up, and that's the Bassmaster Classic at Lake Hartwell, your first Classic, right?
My very first Classic, yeah. I look for, leave this Sunday going up there to fish Lake Hartwell. Our first day of practice is next Tuesday, and, man, what an exciting deal. Getting to go up there with my brother, and he gets to fish the Classic also. It just doesn't really fit my style of fishing, but I got some great practice help when I was up there before December 15th, and really looking forward to getting back and see what's going on.
Do you live through in your head what it would be like to win the Classic? Is this one of your major goals for your career? Are you excited?
I have words can't explain what it would mean to win this Classic. Me and my brother both, our names aren't at the top of the leaderboard, but they're not at the bottom either. We're kind of in the middle swing of things right now, and we're just waiting. I think a win for him or for me, or, you know, something big needs to happen in our careers kind of for both of us to make the next step into doing some other things that we want to do. And this is what you dream about, putting yourself in a position to be there is number one, and now executing the win is number two.
Well, great, Bobby, and I want to wish the best to you and Chris, and say thanks for joining us today on Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you, John. Look forward to talking to you after the Classic.
Well, let's talk at the Classic when you're the leader, right?
Yeah, we can talk. Well, I don't want to lead it. I kind of want to be the guy coming up from behind. That's my goal there.
Okay. All right. Well, you're good at that. Well, thanks again, Bobby, and I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bass Fan Radio.